Today I will be reading you a very tiny excerpt from the book, The Secret Life of Bees. It is a book that I found in my first year of high school and absolutely fell in love with because it was just so beautifully written. I usually get kind of nervous reading things, and I don't know why that is. So I'll do my best to try and kind of make it immersive, but there's probably a chance I'm gonna fucking speed read through it, and I'm really sorry in advance. But I will do my best. At night I would lie in bed and watch the show. How bees squeezed through the cracks of my bedroom wall and flew circles around the room, making that propeller sound, a high-pitched zzzz that hummed along my skin. I watched their wings shining like bits of chrome in the dark, and felt the longing build in my chest. The way those bees flew, not even looking for a flower, just flying for the feel of the wind, split my heart down its seam. During the day I heard them tunneling through the walls of my bedroom, sounding like a radio tuned to static in the next room, and I imagined them in there, turning the walls into honeycombs, with honey seeping out for me to taste. The bees came the summer of 1964, the summer I turned 14, and my life went spinning off into a whole new orbit. And I mean whole new orbit. Looking back on it now, I want to say the bees were sent to me. I want to say they showed up like the angel Gabriel appearing to the Virgin Mary, setting events in motion. I could have never guessed. I know it is presumptuous to compare my small life to hers, but I have reason to believe she wouldn't mind. I will get to that. Right now it's enough to say that despite everything that happened that summer, I remain tender towards the bees. I might try to read the whole chapter one when I get time, but that's all the time I have. I'm so sorry, but I hope you enjoyed it. So, thank you for requesting that. That was a lot of fun.